I'd like this afternoon to talk about what is traditionally called the five hindrances, or in another term, which personally I like more, five insisting visitors, חמישה אורחים שובבים. It is about five faculties, five visitors that sometimes visit the mind, visit consciousness. And they seem like hindrances, like they are hinder our practice, make it difficult just to be present. These five visitors are sense desire. The desire for something that is not present now. Desire for an object or for an experience which are not here now. We can sit, watch the breath, and suddenly a thought comes, oh, pizza! Oh, I love to have pizza now. And with it a train of thoughts about pizzas and which pizza do we prefer and where we can get pizza and on and on and on and on. Or a thought about the sensations we had in the last sitting when we felt calm and concentrated. Oh, and it was beautiful. Oh, I wish I have it now. And what should I do? And maybe to adjust this, or maybe just to have it. And we wander away. The second visitor, which in a sense is the sister of the first one, is ill will, anger, hatred, aversion. The desire that something which is present will not be here. Pain, for example. The sense of, oh, I wish this pain wasn't here. So much displeasurable. It caused me so much suffering. What should I do about it? How can I get rid of it? Oh, it's from the accident from a few years ago, and actually my daddy got it as well, and whoa, all the story. Or a sound that comes and is really not pleasure for us. And with it come the ill will and the anger. Oh, why this person made this sound? I can't stand it. And what can I do about it? There must come a change. Another insisting visitor is what is traditionally it's called sloth and torpor. Till this day, I don't really understand these words. But what it means is sleepiness, drowsiness, this obscured sense that it is impossible to be present, that if there is one thing that is really desirable, is to sleep. Many times it accompanied with Lenaker. The sister of the sleepiness is the restlessness. This sense that it is impossible to be here and steady. Something must change, must move. The fifth visitor, and sometimes it feels to me the most tricky of all these visitors, is doubt. Doubt at rising in the mind. Am I doing it right? Is this practice for me? It's weird. Are these teachers know what they're talking about? Well, I'm not so sure. And this thing that I'm experiencing, is this is sensation of breath? No, it must be something different. And on and on and on. Sometimes seems that doubt can bring doubts about everything. Interesting way dealing with doubts is sometimes asking the question, can we have doubt in the doubt? These visitors are very powerful. These energies, when they come to mind, they have a lot of power in them. And a very simple, yet very helpful way dealing with them is just knowing them, recognize them, and know them for what they are. Visitors. They arise. Seems like from nowhere. They stay for a while. Sometimes it seems for a very long while. It seems like they are gonna stay forever. But they will go away. They will vanish. Like all other visitors of the mind. Like all other phenomena. Knowing them for what they are, recognizing them, treating them as visitors, maybe not so welcome visitors, but here they are. Oh, here is a desire. Oh, that is doubt. Knowing them, kind of taking the power from them. It is very helpful during the practice and actually during life. When the desire for something which is not present to be here, when the desire for something which is really unpleasant and is here to go away, when there is a sense of drowsiness, sleepiness, obscured mind, or the sense of restlessness, or doubts, to know it, to simply, gently, let it be mentioned. Oh, doubt. Oh, drowsiness. See that you don't develop, you don't try to deny them, avoid them. This is actually the second visitor, the aversion. it is very easy to develop aversion to the visitors. Listen to the tone of the inner voice which announced their coming, announced their presence. It can be doubt, restlessness, desire, and it can be doubt. It's doubt again. Desire. Be sensitive to the inner voice. If he sounds a bit aggressive, let him cool down. And remember, they are just visitors coming, stay for a while, and disappear again.